Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for joining me today. Today is Thursday, and it's around 12:30, and we have our weekly marketing session. Well, today we're going to deviate from our normal programming, and we're going to talk about the market in general in several different counties. So hopefully from this information, as a consumer, you'll be inspired to move forward and to buy something now. And as a real estate professional, perhaps you'll see this as an opportunity to join us on these Thursdays, any one of these Thursdays, to talk about your listing that is for sale. My name is Eric Frazier. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, thank you so much for spending your lunch hour with us. And please, if the information you hear and see today is valuable to you and to others, share the video. We really appreciate it. Now, The Power Is Now is a media company. We've been around since 2009 as a media company, and we have an online magazine. You can go to our homepage on thepowerisnow.com and see it. We have a live a podcast and online radio show that's been going on Blog Talk Radio since April of 2011. And we do live shows every week. Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 is our Power Lunch. Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock is our online first-time homebuyer seminar. And on Thursdays, right now at 12:30, is our marketing session. So we use online media to educate and to inspire consumers to buy real estate, to invest in real estate, to build wealth in real estate. And we also work with real estate professionals statewide to assist them in getting their clients the information to buy and educating them on the financing and business opportunities that exist. I'm excited, folks. In the next few weeks, we're going to be having some asset management companies on our Power Lunch on Tuesdays at 12:30. So make a note of that if you're looking to get into the REO business, because in many areas, REO is coming back. And I'm also excited about some upcoming guests coming on the Power Lunch that are talking about business opportunities in general, both for consumers and real estate professionals, and what's happening in the real estate industry and in banking, and particularly just a couple of days ago, we had CRC, Kevin Stein, the deputy director there, talking about the CRA and the recent press release and our report issued by the Department of Treasury about CRA and some of the recommended changes that need to be made in CRA to fulfill its mission. So we have a lot there, folks. Check it out. ThePowerIsNow.com, our homepage, you'll find everything we do in regard to media. In addition to that, we are a real estate company and a mortgage company. And I am the president and CEO of The Power Is Now, Inc., and I'm also the broker of The Power Is Now Real Estate Services. Our license number for the state of California is 1980407. We're licensed to sell real estate just in the state of California for now. And my individual license number as the real estate broker is 0114384. We're also licensed to originate mortgage loans, and we do everything. As a broker, I am not limited by a bank's particular set of guidelines and criteria and programs or products. I'm not. I have at my disposal every financial institution you can think of. I mean, I'm approved with many more than I can account, and I have access to many more than I can get approved with in just a day to originate a loan for them. And this is great because we never say no here at The Power Is Now. I mean, literally, we never say no. We will provide a program that will work for just about every situation. And that's the benefit of working with a broker. So The Power Is Now Mortgage Services is licensed in the state of California. Our MLS license number as a company is 1435243. 1435243. And I am the broker for the mortgage division as well. And my individual license number as a broker for the MLS is 46 in MLS, that is 461807. So that's The Power Is Now. Thank you for taking time. Good to see Herschel on. Darren Johnson. Oh, man. Darren, what's happening, man? Good to see you and see you online. Henry. What's up? Henry is in the house. Oh, man, some great people are watching and participating today. Robin Davis, extraordinary real estate professional out in Antioch, California. Listen, if you're looking to buy real estate in Detroit, Michigan, anywhere in Michigan, Darren Johnson is the man. I'm telling you right now. Talking about a HUD listing broker, Fannie broker. I mean, what he has access to REOs in Detroit and in Michigan, the state of Michigan, as well as regular resales. He's an experienced, established real estate broker. Check out Mr. Darren Johnson, for sure. Darren, good to see you, man, and let's connect. Also, Maria Lopez, Wally, Goldie, Sylvia. Sylvia Danita Young is an extraordinary real estate broker, member of the Powers Now team out in, Emeryville, Berkeley, out in that area. And she's holding it down there for us here at the Powers Now. Let's see here. Others are joining us. Sean Devlin, extraordinary mortgage professional. Sean, I appreciate your support, man. In fact, we need to connect and see what's happening with the new firm you're at and whether or not the Powers Now can send you some loans. And then we have Lucinda Silva. So thank you. Thank you all for joining me today and participating in the Power, and not in the Power Lunch, but in the marketing session. Now, the marketing session is for real estate professionals to talk about listings they have. And, you know, Darren, come on, man. You should join us next week and tell us what's going on down there in Detroit, all right, and Michigan. There's a lot happening in the state of Michigan. So please consider joining us every Thursday at 12:30 to about 1:30. We are live on Facebook talking about real estate. And so if you're a real estate professional and you have listings, come on. So in addition to broadcasting live on Facebook, we are also playing the audio on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we've been on Blog Talk Radio since April of 2011. And I tell you, folks, we have built an incredible audience. Well over a million people download our shows. In addition to that, it's syndicated to iTunes and TuneIn and all those online radio platforms. In fact, if you have a cell phone and you have one of those podcast icons, just click on it and type on The Powers Now. You'll see we are everywhere, folks, everywhere. And so as a real estate professional myself and as a mortgage professional, I'm leveraging this platform to expose our company and to expose great opportunities for people to buy and to support other real estate professionals within the company and outside the company that partner us for either loans or selling real estate. So it's a good thing, folks. It's a great thing. Always trying to give back and add value. That's what I'm always trying to do. So today I want to kind of deviate from what we normally do. We do have buyers, and I'm going to talk about buyer needs. I don't have any. We do have listings, but my listing agents, both within the company and those who I reached out to, weren't able to make it today. And so I'm not going to pitch their listings. I want them to pitch their own listings. So hopefully they'll make it next week on next Thursday. So if you're interested in coming on the show, please do so and share information about your listings. Today, we're going to talk about just market activity in general. And I'm going to share my screen, folks, and kind of blow you away here about what's going on here. And especially for those of you who are thinking about buying and you're not, focused enough. And what I mean by that, you're not actually taking action. All right. I want you to know something. Time is not on your side. Time is not on your side at all. So check out this on your screen. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, when you get a chance, or if you can, go to Facebook, facebook.com/The Powers Now. It's also on my personal Facebook. Please connect with me. Eric Lawrence Frazier, MBA, is my personal Facebook page, as well as our business page, which is facebook.com/The Power Is Now. And so I'm sharing some information here, and I'm going to go through this with you so you can see what you're looking at. It's a great graph here. I'm going to talk about Riverside County, Los Angeles County, Orange County, and San Bernardino County. I'm going to take the next maybe 15 minutes to talk about those counties and what's going on and why There are just incredible opportunities to buy here because of price point and the market is hot. It is really hot. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is Riverside County. I live in Riverside. I love Riverside, folks. I've been out here for 16 years. My kids went to Riverside Poly High. Two of them graduated from UC Riverside. The other one went to Irvine, UC Irvine. And the fourth one went to Cal Poly Pomona. So I know the IE, like the back of my hand. Grew up in San Bernardino. All right. I'm straight up from the hood, West Side, Gardena Street, Delman Heights in San Bernardino. I know somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. All right. So I have been in this area for a long time. And I'm telling you, folks, what I've been witnessing over the last 16 years is really remarkable. In spite of the great financial crisis that impacted the Inland Empire is coming back, folks, and it's coming back strong. So check this out. This is a graph talking about the new listings that are on the market right now. And I'm really surprised at how few there are. In the MLS, there's 28,000 listings. But in Riverside County, it's only 4,420 listings, down 7%. And notice this here. I mean, this is really not a lot of listings in the whole county, 4,420 listings in the whole county. And it's the low inventory. It's the challenge. I mean, it's supporting current prices and will support future higher prices. And folks, we're about to come into our peak season. In fact, the season really has started. Spring through fall is the peak season for real estate. Real estate firms out there, including my own, we will do probably 70% of our income and volume over this period of time. Between 60 to 70%. And so why? Because that's when people buy in the spring, in the summer, in the fall, just before the kids go back to school. And so if you haven't purchased something right now, expect for prices to start to rise significantly. So let's look at active listings here. So this is a graph of active listings. And we see here active listings, 10,197 active listings in Riverside County. New listings, and this, by the way, this data is as of March 2018. So 10,197 total listings, active listings right now in Riverside County. And in the entire MLS, it's 49,353. Again, pretty significant in terms of the number of listings. It is inventory is a problem. Now let's look at pending sales. So in terms of what's sold, right now, pending right now is 2,709 units, and the entire MLS, 17,000 units. And so if you recall now, active, we had 10,000, pending sales now is 2,709. And notice, I mean, we're less than 5,000 when you look at the graph here and compare it to what's happening in the entire MLS. Closed sales, now this is when it really gets really scary for the whole county of Riverside. Did you know that Riverside County is one of the largest counties? In fact, I think it is the largest county in the entire state, Riverside County. And the entire county in the month of March, only 3,196 sales took place, folks. 3,000. Total sales, 6,391,000. So why is this happening? Well, one is a low inventory, and low inventory means that properties are selling very quickly. The days on market right now to sell in Riverside is 27 days on market. On some areas, which I'm going to show you, it is as low as 15 days on market, days on market. And look at this, the month supply, the total, the time it takes for the whole entire inventory to turn is 3.4 months. And so people who are not really engaged and serious about buying a home right now, the odds are they're going to miss out. You need to be out every day looking. Your agent needs to be looking at the MLS, seeing what's new coming on the market. You need to be writing offers right away. Now, here's what's really interesting, and I try to tell this to first-time home buyers. I don't know what it is with first-time home buyers who think they know more than their real estate agent. And I don't mean this to be offensive to a first-time home buyer, because I know there's a lot of DIY, and with the age of the internet, everybody can become an expert overnight. But a real estate expert does their homework to determine what you should offer, the offer price. And they also can look at the trend and see if properties are selling either above or below the list price. Well, check this out. This is the percent of last list price. So let's see, Riverside County, the percent of last list price. Look at that, 99.4%. And so to make an offer, and this is just in Riverside, in the entire county, everything is selling at list price. So you're just wasting time trying to make an offer for less than list price. And I'm going to show you some areas where offers are being made above list price. The percent of original price here is, again, 98%. Riverside, 98.5%. That's the percent of the original price, the sales price. And that's based on the median. By the way, they have the medium and the average. And then the medium, they're taking out the high and then the low. And the average is simply an average of the total sales. And when you look at the average, it's a little bit lower, 97.3 versus the medium of 98.5. So Riverside is hot. Inventory is low. I think that when we look at days on market, it tells you that you have to be out there in the market. Things are turning very quickly. 27 days on market, the medium days on market, the average days on market is, 53. So that's interesting, because for the supply to be so low, I'm surprised that things are staying on the market so long. One of the reasons for this could be the fact that maybe they're just overpriced. Properties that are not priced correctly for you sellers out there are not going to sell. They're just going to sit on the market. Even in a market where the supply is really low, they're just going to sit on the market for a while. And in fact, I'm going to look at 4-unit properties in just a minute here and give you an example of what that really means in terms of if it's not priced right, it's just going to sit on the market. Here's Los Angeles County. So new listings in Los Angeles County, 7,770. All right. Active listings, 13,000. So check that out. We see already between the new listings coming on the market and the active listings, 13,000, that supply is low and things are turning over very, very quickly. So what do we have in terms of pending sales? And pending sales, by the way, this is the red line is what's happening in Los Angeles County. The blue line is the entire MLS. So pending sales, 4,127. That's the pending sales. Now, again, total listings is 13,000. Active listings, pending sales, almost half. Oh, this is about a third, 4,000. Closed sales, and this is for the month of March, we're looking at 5,698 totals closed sales. Actually, okay, 11,000 is a total closed sales. Now, a closed volume, let me go to days on market. Days on market, this is where I'm just really interested in see how long it's taken for properties to sell. So Los Angeles County is 35 and is right in line with what's happening in the entire MLS. 35 days on market. That's the average days on market. The medium days on market is 16. So what's skewing the numbers are those properties that are sitting out there that are just overpriced, and they're skewing the numbers. And so the medium is probably a more accurate reflection of what's happening if the property is priced right. 16 days on market, that's the medium days on market versus 35 average days on market. Let's look at month supply. Well, interesting. 2.4 months supply. And that simply means that every 2.4 months, inventory is turning over completely. And you have a whole new set of properties on the market. Percent of list price. So the medium, interesting, look at this. So the percent of list price at 100% right now. And this is as of March and February, if you go back, Man, I mean, again, to make an offer, to make an offer on something that is less than this price in this market, you're wasting your agent's time, and your agent should be telling you this in the most polite way possible, right? Look at that. And properties are selling, let's see here, they're selling at list price. So the original list price is what the properties are being sold for. So hats off to the great agents out there who know what they're doing and pricing property when they're putting it on the market and advising their clients. Listen, you don't want to make a, you don't want to try to make an offer below list price. Just make it a full price offer, and with no contingencies other than appraisal and inspection. No other nothing strange. Don't ask for any credit. You know, just make it a straight, clean offer, and you might be able to get into a home. So the medium sales price, I didn't do this on Riverside. I need to go back. The medium sales price in Los Angeles County is $605,000. The average sales price in Los Angeles County is $876,000. Wow. So again, the medium price versus the average price, or the medium number versus the average number, no matter what it is, it's going to be a more accurate reflection of what's going on. Because we take out the, you know, we call it the bell curve, right? In the bell curve, you have the extremes, right? We're trying to find things. The medium attempts to find numbers that are within the bell curve, within the center of the bell curve, and not on the periphery, not on the edges, not on the extremes. All right, that's Los Angeles County. And now let's look at Orange County. By the way, for those of you who are live with me on Facebook, if there's a particular county you would like me to show you, please let me know, and I'll be happy to do so. Right now, we've just looked at Los Angeles County and Riverside County. Before we deal with Orange County, let me go back to San Bernardino County real quick here. I just want to see what the median price is and the average price is in San Bernardino County. So sales price, okay. So San Bernardino County, wow. You know, I remember I grew up in San Bernardino. I remember you could buy a house in San Bernardino for $15,000, $20,000, honestly. Now, $365,000 is the average, and the median price for San Bernardino County is $330,000. Interesting. So that's what's going on in San Bernardino in terms of price. All right, now I want to look at Orange County. All right, Orange County, let's start here. Brand new listings. Brand new listing. Oh my goodness, it's low. Only 2,300 new listings in the month of March. 2,300 total active listings. Check this out. It's crunching the numbers. Give it a minute. There we go. All right. Total active listings, 4,274. All right. Now, did you just see that? 4,274 total active listings. New listings, 2,355. So already we know what's happening in the market, right? Things are selling very, very quickly. In fact, let's look at pending sales. Pending sales are 1,000. Total closed sales. Let's go to total closed sales, 3,574. So total closed sales, they're just about selling everything that's coming on the market. How long is it taking for property to sell? So let's look at the medium and the average. So right now, the medium days on market is 14 days on market. The average days on market is 35 days on market. So as I stated before, the medium is a more accurate reflection of what's going on. 14 days on market. Man, so that means if you're out hunting for property, you really need to be, you know, serious. Need to be about it. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And why is that? Well, because it's just simply not, properties are turning over very quickly. Look at the months of supply. 2.6 months of supply. You know, a normal market, by the way, would have at least 6 to 8 months, or maybe longer, 6 to 8 months of supply. We haven't seen those numbers in a long time. We haven't. And I'm not sure if we're ever going to see those numbers, because there's such a shortage of housing everywhere. So are properties selling at the list price? Well, look at this. 98.8% of the list price. That's the medium. The average is probably going to be a little bit lower. 99.3%. Okay, about the same. Of the original price, percentage of the original price, 99.3%. So again, that's essentially the list price. Properties are selling for what the seller is asking for, and why not? Well, it's a seller's market, right? And then the sales price. What is the median sales price in Orange County? $682,000. What is the average sales price in Orange County? The average sales price is $800,000, Orange County. Wow. So I'm going to take a break here and take a look and see, do we have any questions in the chat room? Anyone would like me to pull up any particular county, please let me know. Let's see here. And let me refresh. I'll refresh my screen here just to make sure I'm not missing any questions or any requests. Okay. No requests. Folks, I hope you appreciate this information. We've talked about Riverside, Los Angeles, Orange County, and now San Bernardino County. And next, I want to talk about, let me stop sharing for a moment here.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. thepowerisnow.com. Bringing out the superstar in you. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life. The day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan, it's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future. Your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Welcome back to The Power Is Now and your host, Eric Frazier.
I want to talk about now purchasing four-unit properties, and I'm going to spend the next few minutes on looking at Riverside. Now, I'm picking Riverside because I live in Riverside, I know Riverside, and I'm trying to encourage our first-time homebuyers to consider buying a four-unit property as their first property. And many first-time homebuyers don't realize they can do that. In fact, many agents don't know that first-time homebuyers can buy a four-unit property. They can. And they can use FHA to do so. FHA will allow 3.5% down, and you can qualify for that $500,000-$700,000 property because we're adding the income from the other three units to your income to help you qualify. There are some additional requirements to buy a four-unit property. First, the property has to qualify. I know, you think you just have to qualify, right? No, the property has to qualify and you have to qualify. Well, it's FHA, so the property has to meet all the health and safety standards for any residential property. So there can't be anything electrical, water damage, you know, anything that would pose a hazard to a family living there. So in addition, the property has to, the market rents or the actual rents have to be enough to meet the debt service on the property, the mortgage payment, which includes taxes and insurance and everything, right? The total PITI. So for every dollar in mortgage payment, you have to have $1.15 in rental income. All right. So that's one of the challenges that we have to meet when helping a person get pre-approved and actually closed on a four-unit property. Now, one of the great benefits of buying a four-unit property is the fact that the first-time home buyer has some help now. You know, yes, it's a larger payment, but it's a payment you typically will not have to make at all. You won't have to make because the tenants are making payments. You realize right now we've been experiencing an unprecedented growth in rentals. You know, people need to rent because they can't afford to buy. And as a result of that, the vacancy rate is very, very low. It's like in the 2-3% range in some areas, at the most, maybe 5-7%, which means that essentially you can't even find a place to rent. Many people are just struggling, even trying to find rent. And when they find something, they can't find anything affordable because of the high demand for rentals. Landlords are raising rents. And so, you know, the old saying, if you can't beat them, why not join them? So buy an investment property as your first home, as your primary residence, buy an investment property. It's a great deal because you're able to get in with very little money down. See, I own a home already. If I wanted to buy a four-unit building, I have to come up with 25%. On an $800,000 four-unit building, that's $200,000. Now, I'm not trying to come up with $200,000 to buy an investment property right now. I'm just not happening right now for me. And most people, you know, that's a serious hit. That's why the competition, by the way, there's hardly any competition. I mean, there's a lot of competition right now to buying a single family home. There is. I mean, you're going to run into multiple offers. You see the days on market. You see how long it's taking for properties to sell. And so you run into a lot of competition. Well, when you need to come up with, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, half, even $100,000 to buy a four-unit building, well, there's not that many people that even qualify to be able to purchase those homes. So you don't have as many people in the market looking at purchasing homes like that. And on top of that, those are people who can afford to buy, put 25% down. They have very discerning tastes. They're hardcore negotiators. And, you know, it may be a seller's market right now, but when it comes to income property, it's not really. It's a seller's market, yes, but it's really how strong a negotiator you are in getting the price you want, because there are other factors that come into play in determining whether or not a person is going to use leverage and put 25 or 30% down, or they're going to pay all cash. And those factors are the cap rate, the return on investment. Cap rate and return on investment are really the same thing when buying real estate. And I'm going to give you some examples of what I mean by that and whether this is a buy or not. So I'm going to share my screen and we're going to look at a couple of listings. All right. So I'm going to look at, I think we have a few properties here. These are four unit properties. Now here's one, a four unit property, 3,000 square feet, price per square foot, it's $213,000, built in 1925. It's been on the market now for 189 days. So let's just stop right there for a moment. This is a four-unit property in a seller's market, allegedly a seller's market when it comes to income property. And it's been on the market for 189 days. Now, I'm not going to put the agent who listed this property on blast or the seller, but 189 days, are you kidding me, right? Either the seller is not serious and he's wasting everybody's time, or there's some serious problems with the property and no one is just wants to make the investment. And so these are the numbers, 189 days on the market. So let's take a look at the property first. So here we go. It looks nice from the outside. I mean, I love the architecture. I love the grass, the landscaping. Look at those. Look at that. This is a four-unit property. It's beautiful. Look at the back. The back, well, everything is kind of manicured. I mean, you could use some more water on the grass, but looks like it's nicely painted, well maintained. Inside? Okay, so we're looking at some units now. There's 34 pictures, so I'm going to fly through this listing. Looks like a kitchen area. Every unit is metered. Great. Wow, so we have every unit is metered for gas and for electricity. So this might explain why they're projecting the expenses to be what they are, and I'll go into that in just a second. So I'm just kind of scrolling through the pictures here and seeing washrooms and looking and having a view of the living room, family rooms. Interesting. You know, one thing I can say so far, I don't really see any problems with this property in terms of its appearance. And so they say it's a charming home, features 2 one-bedroom units and 2 studio units, all with its own kitchens and bathrooms. So that's the challenge right there. So 2 one-bedroom units and 2 studio units. And, you know, the ideal 4-unit property will have 2 bedrooms. I mean, most families need 2 bedrooms. Maybe the majority of the rooms are 2 bedrooms, and you have maybe 1 one-bedroom, or at least split it up, 2 two-bedrooms and 2 single-bedrooms. We're talking here 2 one-bedroom units and 2 studio units, all with its own kitchen and bathroom, all their own electrical, gas meters, nice balcony, and all having closed patio rear exits. It's looking pretty nice. So what are we looking at here? They're asking for what? How much are they asking for on this property? $640,000. So the first thing that I'm looking at here is the cap rate. And basically, the cap rate assumes that a person is paying cash. They've got, you know, $640,000 sitting in the bank. They got $640,000 sitting in the bank, and it's getting 1%, 2%, 3% interest. Now, should they take the risk? Should they take on the risk associated with buying this property in order to get a higher return? And one way of determining the risk is through the cap rate. And the cap rate says that the risk-free rate, that means if I have $640,000, I could invest that into the bank or into some type of secured bank situation, insured situation or uninsured, say 1-year treasuries. And I can get at least 2.5 to 3%. In fact, the treasury rate is going up, all right? So maybe I can get, you know, between 3.5 to 4% on my money and U.S. Treasury and have the good faith and credit of the United States government. Zero risk, right? So then if I'm going to take on risk, how much more do I need to get to take on risk? Right. Well, for most investors, if I can get 3.5-4% on my money sitting in treasuries and U.S. bonds, then to take on risks of not getting my money or dealing with all kinds of challenges, I need at least another 5%, maybe 4%. So instead of investing my $640,000 in U.S. treasuries, I'm going to invest it in this property. Instead of getting 3%, 4%, I want to get maybe 7 to 8% on my money. That's what I want to get. So in order to determine if I'm going to get that, I need to look at the income that I'm receiving on the property. Now, they're saying that the net operating income is $33,000, $33,737. So let's see what that is. So $33,730, do my calculator, $33,739. I'm going to divide that into the purchase price of $640,000, and that's going to give me a cap rate of 5.27%. So I can tell you right now, I work with investors, high net worth individuals who have millions of bucks in the bank. They're not going to buy this property because it's just not a high enough. There's not enough return on it worth the risks associated with tying their money up in real estate. And so if they're going to buy this property, and we're assuming, by the way, that the net operating income is accurate. We're assuming that's accurate, but we're going to test that too. If they're going to buy this property, then we're looking at a cap rate of, I would say, about 7%. So $33,739, and we're going to divide that by 7%. That means we're going to offer $489,000, $481,985. That's what we're going to offer. All right, that's at 7%. And my investors really want to be at 8. Now, I know in Northern California, there's a lot of properties that are listed, 4-unit properties that are listed at cap rates in the 5s. And down here in Riverside, I mean, look at this property. This property, I mean, it's kind of 5% doesn't represent the margin of profit and income to justify taking on the risk when you can get 3.5, 4, maybe 4% in a bond, a U.S. Treasury bond, a one-year Treasury bond, or a secured AAA corporate bond. I mean, so it's not making sense. It's simply not making sense. So that's how we determine it. Now, it gets worse here with this property. This is a beautiful property, but this is why it's sitting on the market 189 days, right? And it's going to be on the market for 365 days. If I were the listing agent, I would just cancel the listing and have the seller call me when they're really serious about selling, right? Or we would look at what can they do to remodel this property. Can they, not talking about remodeling in terms of appearance, but perhaps we can convert some of those units into two-bedroom units. You know, maybe we can redesign the space and make them all two bedrooms, or make the one bedroom or the studios into two bedrooms. I mean, we have to really look at some strategies to increase the income on this property. So here's another thing too. So we have the net income of $33,000 total expenses. So they're trying to tell us that of the total income on this property, $33,739 plus $10,901 is $44,640. That's the total income on this property. So for us, without seeing the tax returns and actually seeing some type of operating report or breakdown, expense breakdown. And by the way, for those of you out there buying four-unit properties, if the seller is not willing to produce a tax return, the Schedule E, to show the real expenses, then that adds to your risk as well. You know, if you really have to guess, it's not a good thing. Sellers who are going to be upfront and transparent about it will produce at least the Schedule E of their tax return. We're not asking to see their whole tax returns, but if the information that you're providing your listing agent is accurate, then you shouldn't have a problem with producing a Schedule E on your tax return so we can see what's really happening with the property. And so, unfortunately, that is very difficult to do. And sellers don't realize what a disadvantage it puts them at in not being transparent with the income and the expenses on the property. And so what that means, I'm not going to use their $10,900. I'm going to do at least 30%. So $44,640 is the gross income on the property, and I'm going to use 30%. So that means 0.7. You know, by the way, some of my lenders who do the lending on four-unit properties, they use 40%. So they'll take 60% of the gross rents, and that's how they're going to calculate the value and what they're going to lend on it. So what I'm saying here is that this is not something I'm just making up. This is how it's done. And if you are serious about selling your property, you got to be real about the expenses on the property, because it's just not going to make sense. So taking 70% of that $44,000, I'm now looking at net income of not $33,739. I'm looking at net income of $31,248. And if I'm looking for a 7% cap rate, then I'm going to offer on this property is $446,400. Now, in addition to that, this property is, if I'm going to use one of my FHA buyers who is only putting 3.5% down, well, then we have another problem, because the mortgage on this payment is not going to meet the debt service coverage ratio. It's not going to happen. So it's just the income on the property is just too low. All right, let's do one more, because I'm running out of time. It's 1:30. And hopefully what I've shared with you so far, this property has been good. Let me see. I saw one that was really a beautiful property. Oh, here it is. All right. Check out this property, man. This is a four-unit property in Hemet, California, Riverside County. And I love the layout of the property, the hardscape, the carports. Look at the insides, the granite countertops, the bathrooms. I mean, this is wood floors or some type of faux wood floor. I mean, this is really a nice four-unit building out there in Hemet, California. Folks, by the way, if you're interested in any of these properties, or if you would like for me to do the analysis. You know, I love crunching numbers, right? Putting that very expensive MBA I got at Redlands University to work. And so I love crunching the numbers. I can give you a forecast, a 5-year or 10-year forecast on rents and values. We can do an analysis and do the breakdown and show you how we're coming up with a value based on the cap rate and our ROI. And, you know, not just me, but any member of our team can assist you with that. So this is the property. Let's check out the price. 4 units, 3,800 square feet, $181 square foot, built in 1990, been on the market for 56 days. Now, again, I just shared with you how long it's taken for properties to sell on single family homes, residential properties. And notice here, we're talking, it's like night and day. It's like night and day. Inventory is turning around every 2.5 to 3 months on a residential side. But when you look into 4 units, I mean, 56 days on the market. If the property is priced right, it's going to sell. End of story. I mean, that's it, folks. So let's see what they say. Nice fourplex, great, safe neighborhood, 2 units are 3 bedrooms. Wow. 2 baths and 2 units are 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. This is my kind of 4-unit property. This property is part of a lovely West Court community, and the dues are just $340 per month for the entire building. So this property is in an association. You know, this is common in the Orange County area. I don't see a lot of this out here in Riverside County. So it's in an association. So in addition to your maintenance and other expenses that are not paid by the tenant, you have association dues of $340 a month for the entire building. The dues include nice landscaping, asphalt, private road maintenance. Each unit has a 1-car garage and a 1-car carport, its own laundry facility, dryer hookups, heating, air conditioning, granite kitchen countertops, and 3 of the units and new paint, new water heater, and 1 in 1 of the units. So we're looking at a price here, folks, of $699,000. We have net operating income of $49,582, expenses of $8,918. You know, what I hate about looking at 4-unit properties, and I don't know, listing agents, come on, guys. We all are working together. None of us just came in off the boat. I mean, we know what we're doing. Anybody looking at this knows right away that the expenses are understated. The expenses are clearly understated. So it's not helping. It's not going to bring more buyers to you by making the expenses lower than what they are. It's not. The expenses are understated. And I guarantee you the tax returns will reflect that if we could see them. But we're going to do what we do. We're going to take a percentage of the gross rents. And so here he's saying the gross rents are, the net operating income is $49,582, and the total operating expenses are $8,918. So let's first determine what the ROI is on this property, or the cap rate, all right? And so let me see here. I'm going to take this $49,000, because this is the net operating income. I'm going to take the $49,582, and I'm going to divide that into the sales price of $699,999. And I'm going to get, 7%. Look at that. 7.8%. 7.7, really 7.1. All right, just times 100. So almost 7.0%, 7.1 if you want to round it up. 7.1%. So I have to tell you, if the income, if the expenses are in line, this is a buy. This is a buy. In fact, I'm going to note this file. I'm going to send it to a couple of investors. And let's see if we're going to put this, make an offer. All right. So I got more due diligence to do. But so far, it's looking good. I love the design. I love the condition of the property. I love the fact there's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and 2 units, and 2 and 2 in the other. I mean, I love the gross income. I mean, it's right on point at 7% return on investment, or our cap rate. And so now that's double check it. Now we're going to do it our way, all right? We're going to do $49,582 plus $8,918. Okay, so that's a total of $58,500. That's a total gross rents, $58,500. And I'm going to take 70%. I'm going to be conservative. 70% of that, which is 30% expense rate. So now I'm looking at a net operating income of $40,950, a net operating income of $40,950. And so my investor needs at least a 7% cap rate. So we're going to do 7%. That means we're going to offer $585,000 on this property. $585,000. Will we offer more? If we can prove that the expenses are real at $89,18, then absolutely. Let me tell you something. And buying four-unit properties is not personal. It's not a game. It's all about the numbers. It's all about the numbers. If they can prove the expenses are accurate and my investor is okay with 7%, he will pay what's going to give him a 7% cap rate on the property. So we have to validate the expenses and, of course, we have to verify the rental income. Well, folks, I'm way out of time. It's 1:30. This is the Powers Now marketing session. And every Thursday at 12:30, we're talking about real estate. We're talking about real estate. We're hopeful to have agents that are not just within the Powers Now family of agents, but also outside. You're welcome to participate. Tell us about the listings you have and what a great buy it is and the opportunity for people to get more information to reach out to you. We want them to reach out to you. We want them to purchase your properties and support your seller. So let us know. I'm seeing pop-ups all the time on my Facebook of people promoting properties for sale. I encourage you to join us on Thursday at 12:30 to 1:30 and to pitch your listings. By the way, we're licensed to sell real estate only in California, but we will be happy to refer you to some of our great partners like Darren Johnson out there in Michigan. And I have so many agents. I probably know an agent in every state of the union because of our incredible network here in the Powers Now. So if you're looking to purchase real estate outside of the state of California and you don't know who to call, give me a call. I promise you, I know somebody in just about every state of the union because of the Powers Now. I give it all the credit because of the broadcasting and the networking we've been doing since 2009. Coming up next Tuesday is our Power Lunch. Please tune in next Tuesday. We've got a special guest, and we're going to be talking about a lawsuit that just took place and the results of it in regard to a financial institution. And it's going to be interesting to see what banks are doing and should not be doing. And then on Tuesday night, we'll be talking about financing real estate. And I can't recall what the topic is, but it'll be posted on Tuesday night. And it's going to be centered around, in fact, I know what it's going to be. We're going to be talking about the state of California Cal FHA program. Because it's probably the only legitimate, I would say, no money down, no closing costs, and even more money if you're a teacher, and including tax credit, including energy efficient. I mean, there's so much you can do here in the state of California with their conventional and government programs. And so we're going to be talking about that on next Tuesday night. I believe we are. So look for the notice. In fact, you can go to thepowersnow.com and look under events, and you'll see Facebook Live or Homebuyer Seminars, and you can see the schedule of what we're going to be covering. Well, I believe that should do it. I want to thank all of you for joining me this afternoon. Please share the video, and if you're a listing agent, please join us on next Thursday. Download Zoom on your laptop, and let's talk real estate. Talk about your property for sale. And folks, I'm going to be talking about four units and sharing some other great values, deals that are on the market, and helping you to understand how properties should be priced, whether it be residential or multi-unit or commercial. We're going to be talking about it all here on the Powers Now Real Estate Marketing Session. Well, remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining me. Have an awesome week, a great weekend. See you next week. Right here on The Power Is Now.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.